In America?
Yes. You have what?
I have a gun license.
You're a terrorist. That's what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
No, you know, everybody was saying how, you know, a gun license is so easy to do in America.
Yeah.
And I figured, you know, I'm going to go and do one. You know, see how difficult it is for basically an immigrant to go and get a firearm.
Do you have a green card?
Yes.
Okay.
So I went online, and it was surprisingly easy. My favorite question was, have you been diagnosed with a mental illness? Which is a proper question to ask, but there was an additional section to the question which said, in the past 5 years. Meaning that if you were batshit crazy 6 years ago, that's fine.
You were fine.
That's yeah. fine. Totally like fine. Just 5 years ago, other than that, you're just good. You're good. So, yes.
But it's still a question that they ask you. It's not something they can look up.
I have not looked into that. The thing is, the thing arrived, and they had no way of checking my, like, Serbian mental...
The license, not the gun.
No, the gun I can just get online, and I checked. You can get a shotgun for, like, $200.
Right.
Like, no problem whatsoever. Deliver to your doorstep. Just, why not? I mean, to me,
from
that
Walmart,
was...
From Walmart, right? Is it?
In some states, yes.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yep.
I just... If you're truly batshit crazy and somebody asks you if you're batshit crazy, is it possible that you're batshit crazy enough to say, no, absolutely not, I'm fine? It's a question they're asking the person who could be delusional.
Well, the thing is, it kind of ties into that, you know, the main problem with stupid people is that they don't know that they're stupid.
People who have problems may not know that. And it's, you know, but my point is the people who have been told they have an issue may be delusional enough to just say, I'm not going to share.
Why
you know,
I'm not.
I'm not.
Nope.
They thought I was, but.
Nope. I'm fine now.
Yeah. But I mean, why ask?
That was
years
ago.
I mean, why ask? That was my thing. Like, don't you have some sort of insight into, like, batshit crazy people who should not be having guns?
We start with guns.
Well, I'm thrilled to know. So you are licensed to carry a gun?
No, not to carry a gun, to own a gun.
Okay.
I would need to pay an additional...
It's
my...
It's all about money, though. He could conceal and carry if he wanted to...
No. I have to... Here's the thing. You have to pass a certain amount of training, which is basically paying some random dude in a garage $150.
Yeah.
And then you can go to an additional level of training, which is basically paying some other random dude in a garage to train you, to train other people in a garage to conceal and carry weapons.
So for about $300, you could conceal and carry a gun with a green card in America, semi-automatic, anything you want.
Exactly. And just so I want to put this out there,
less than 3 months to do this.
Are you insane? It took me like... 10 minutes to finish.
I'm not insane. All are fucking insane. I'm not insane.
But wait, we've already covered the fact that we can't ask him if he's insane.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So it took me about 10 minutes to finish the actual test in Illinois, which people consider to be like very strict. And it took about 2 weeks for the thing to arrive. And now I can go online on any like major website and just get a gun. I mean, I'm not going to do it. I don't own a firearm.
Okay, you don't have a firearm.
No. I did it for basically shits and giggles because I did not think that people would give me. I don't consider myself responsible enough to have a firearm. And I did not think that anybody would give me a firearm. But there was some sort of mistake and they gave me one. And I mean, I had to do so many things that were a lot harder than this, like getting a driver's license, way harder than this.
Oh, absolutely.
Like getting my internet up, like with Comcast, way harder than this. Like a lot of things.
Ridiculous. Welcome welcome to the kids cast on this wonderful
which
June
obviously
week.
Starts with guns.
Which we're going to talk Kids
topic
cast.
For kids
yes.
cast.
Well,
why would you call it kids cast?
Why am I calling it kids? Because
yeah.
The kids are here.
Kids are armed.
Why would you say that?
The kids are here.
He's feeling a little outnumbered. It's fine.
But I'm old like him, and it's even.
We are the Worldwide IT Guys. It is the kids cast, whether they like it or not. This is podcast number 43, kids cast number one. I'm Steve.
Dion.
Kid Ross here.
Kid Steph, I believe, is in
there
the
house. There we go. There we go. Excellent. And we are the Worldwide IT Guys, and welcome. Yes, we started off with a very heavy topic. We've got somebody in room who's licensed to carry, licensed to own a firearm, and he is an immigrant. He is not born and raised in our country. Not that that's a big deal. He's not a terrorist. We don't know that for fact.
He's not a terrorist.
We have no
glad that's something we have to stay on.
We have no record of this anywhere.
Not a terrorist.
Thank you for using the T word. That's going to make my flying to home a lot easier, guys.
TSA even listens to
that. I'm sure it's all safe. So we've got a great list of things that we can talk about today.
So many.
But just so you know, our usuals are all on vacation, except for one. I guess Gavin's sick today, right? The rest of them are all on vacation. Am I right? Passwords are taking 2 weeks to get resolved via our wonderful help desk, our service desk.
I have a list that I have yet to submit to our group of people who are supposed to assure us of our service. And there is a number of tickets that have been bouncing around based on the fact that our initial support desk says that they cannot support certain people based on the company they belong to or the information that's in front of them. So the ticket that came up for this person who said, I can't log in, and my password is different than what I'm normally used to, and I can't do this or that, bounced around for 2 weeks.
But you're suggesting that these are, like, anomalies. These are special cases.
I'm not suggesting
that. Oh, okay.
I'm telling you that there are people who, at a tier one level, say, I can't support this person. And they say... and then the person comes back with, well, who am I supposed to go to? And they say, well, okay. And then somebody else jumps in and says, no, we can't support them. And then somebody else says, oh, well, they're in an office. And for 2 weeks, a simple thing like a password was not done for somebody. And the first week was spent with the desk going, we can't do this. Yes, we can. No, we can't. Yes, we can. And it was like an internal, like, identity crisis for them. And that's from what I looked at the history of the three tickets that I have in front of me to report back to our service managers is they could not determine in less than a week if they could reset a password for a user in an office which was supported, which they should have done, which should have been an easy...
They're caught up in what they should do as opposed to, you know, just fielding the requests and doing it. Because they can do.
I mean, I hate... Oh, I'm sorry.
excuse the team here. A Euro Cup semifinal that might be on screen.
May or may not be watching that right now.
The kids want to watch soccer, so the kids are watching soccer.
Oh, yeah, it's just us, definitely.
They didn't want it all.
Says the guy who was just grunting in the middle of his comments.
The ball was on the line. Anyways.
So that's our transformation this week, is we've got, you know, support requests for simple things that people can do in about probably, let's be kind, 3 to 5 minutes mm-hmm. with the process that's been implemented that's 2 weeks old.
Yes.
Yep. That's awesome. That's, I think, about the state of transformation, and I don't think we should
that's
go much further.
The state of transformation. We're
introducing change management, which I'm sure is going to make everything just beautiful and smooth. But that will be next week, and we'll see how it goes.
It makes certain DNS changes happen in less than 30 days. It'll be a success, in my mind.
We'll see if that flies. So. By the way, one of our one of our regulars on the podcast, Sean, just chimed in telling us that he won't be able to make it today.
Oh,
that was thoughtful.
From his surprise vacation that he forgot to remind everybody about.
He was told by his wife that his vacation was this week, and he didn't realize it. So, yes, he's not here. But sort of semi-business related, because we work in the advertising marketing space, did you guys see, and I know John raised this, but there was a party at Cannes that a marketing firm, apparently, they're claiming this, an advertising agency sent out this great invitation. But in the invitation, in bold, very specifically, they said, invite for attractive females and models only. Does that work for you? Is that appropriate? How do you respond to
that?
Actually,
this cracks me up because I saw this.
Attractive female and model in the room.
Yeah. I saw this in your list earlier of possible things we'd talk about, and I looked at it, and I'd heard bits in the background. I've seen a lot of people sort of mention it on my periphery, and it wasn't until I actually saw the email, because someone tweeted that section of the email.
Uh-huh.
It was not just bolded, but it was also underlined.
Yeah.
And it was send in a photo of yourself.
Send a photo or your social profile.
Right?
Yes, so you could be approved for the guest list.
Yeah, considering that, wasn't it also the Ken Festival that had the whole problem with heels being a requirement the year before or their last festival?
I don't remember that.
I think it was the same festival that had that problem, or at least it was also in France.
Was it the advertising festival, or was it?
It was not advertising. Yeah. It was the film element of it. But still, I mean, it's under the same.
Has the email, by the way.
Organization. You're seeing it now?
Thank you for your interest in attending. Please be aware this specific list is for attractive females and models only, underlined
it
bold.
Reads like that. Yeah.
Now I'm reading it. The gentlemen may contact the PR departments for respective sponsors. Ladies, if you're interested in attending, please send us recent untouched photos and or your Instagram, Facebook links for you and each of your additional female guests. Once we have reviewed, we will send you specific entry details.
If you have
any questions, please.
Meanwhile, they're...
I want to like globally post this phone number to this jackass on the promotional team who says only attractive females and models.
Just so you know, the people
his
that
name's
were
Gary, by the way,
like going to show up were all 60-plus-year-old men, but. About 250 in weight, and yes, that's who was going to attend.
And they couldn't just bring their own call girls?
I don't know.
I kind of respect his boldness, his honesty. I mean, that's kind of been the line for this kind of party for how long, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of been the truth in this industry. We know that, and in the basics, the underlying whatever. But the fact that somebody actually, not just boldly, underline stated that... gotta give him some credit.
But wasn't this like the norm for every nightclub in the entire world for the past 30 years ever? Like,
right, but nobody's ever written it down.
Fine. A nightclub culture, and I think what we're seeing is, especially in the advertising and marketing space, we are seeing a major backlash. Women are very powerful and control a lot of this business. And it's the old boys network. It's the last of the old boys network that is like that is a representation of, right? That needs to go away and to have it be so in your face. Now, the guy who runs the agency, and I'm not looking at the article. I don't know if
it's right in front of me.
The guy who runs the agency apparently is getting kudos for how he handled it. But the promotional firm, because they hired a company to do this, they're the ones that are culpable at the end of this day. No. The agency, you know, they hired them and they put that out there. And yes, they are culpable because they paid for it. But the way that this guy is dealing with it apparently is getting high marks. He's getting high marks. Meanwhile, the promotional company needs to get their shit together. And if this is a like a a firm that does Cannes Festival things and events and whatnot, then yeah, the festival and the coordinating community that's around that, they need to get their shit together because it just doesn't fly anymore. This just doesn't fly anymore. We work for a company that happens to have a very strong female CEO. We are seeing a change in the industry. We're seeing a fair amount of responsibility when it comes to diversification and respect within the workplace. And this is just an example of how bad things can be. And it's just ridiculous. It's ludicrous that we're doing this stuff.
For the record, it was the Cannes Festival in May 2015 that had the heel conflict.
The film festival.
That was the film festival. Okay, yeah. There were actresses and et cetera all sent back for not wearing heels on the red carpet.
So. Absolutely ridiculous. So I just thought it was hilarious that this was still going on and John raised it. So did you have more on that? You read it, so you were looking at it.
I just read it. I saw the response from Gary V. I sent it off to our social media correspondent, so she can tweet or retweet as necessary. But essentially, he posted a video which was like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. I can't believe this happened, yada, yada. He throws himself in the sword. Whatever, so.
Yeah, yeah, he responded.
He did what he did, and it was as good a response as he could do, but, I mean, just for the sake of it happening.
And we'll change gears just a bit here to back to the political realm. Unlike our good friend Donald Trump,
who
I guess there was a bit of a hubbub around.
Can you
some...
come up with, like, a sound effect that's like, douchebag, every time we say Donald Trump?
Can we actually not talk about him? Because the reason he is president at all is because people have been talking about him because he is batshit crazy.
He's not president. Can we go on?
Presidential candidate. I apologize.
Let's make sure our listeners out of country understand.
Yeah,
we have not already elected him.
Yes. But, I mean, the reason he has so much publicity is because he's batshit crazy. He gets free attention from the media because he says batshit crazy things. And then he goes on.
Our podcast has so many listeners. We influence them because we talk about him.
No, but
the thousands, the millions.
No, but the thing is, it has to start somewhere. And I say, let's just
we're going to be the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, let's just skip him.
We're going to be the baker's dozen that makes it happen.
Sure. Let's just skip the asshole and just move on.
All right. So there is an unnamed political person who apparently did some ridiculous stuff. And did not do what this guy did at the Cannes Festival and fess up to say, hey, we failed miserably. We're sorry. We hired this company and they did something we didn't approve and whatever. Meanwhile, we have this unnamed political party who has said what he said, used the social sphere, Twitter and whatnot, and when things go awry, continually is defensive about it and says, no, not me. I would never do anything like that. Your topic. He's done it about women. He's done it about the Hispanics in our country. He's done it now about the Jewish community in our country. Mm-hmm. I think there's a couple I'm missing here. But, yes, he just continually will say whatever he wants to say and say, no, I love these people. They love me. We're wonderful. I don't know what you're talking about, even though it's in the face of what he just said or tweeted or did.
Trevor Noah on Daily Show last night was like, he's like, they're done playing the whole, we're going to dance around this and like, you know, be funny. And he basically just came out and he's like, this guy's a racist. Like, it doesn't make a difference. He is a racist against the majority of the people on the earth based on either skin tone or whatever. He's a racist. Let's just not even pussyfoot around this anymore.
But that doesn't matter because his supporters are, guess what, they're racist.
Sure, but if you add up the racists in America versus the non and the ethnicities of the United States and the world.
What is the...
They're the minority. So, guess what, racists? You're the minority. Sorry.
I don't think so. Wasn't it like 2014?
Well, nope.
We just had this conversation.
If you want to include women and minorities in America, the racists who are white supremacists or whatever.
So you're saying women can't be racist?
The people who hate Donald Trump are the majority in this country.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
And I want to believe that, but at the same time, a week or so ago, we had the conversation among this group. Not everybody, I don't think you were there, Ross, but we had this conversation that we were shocked because, Steph, I think you raised the statistic that 30% or so of Americans are bachelor's degree graduates. 30%. And that's a number that I didn't think.
I think was that even just white Americans. Black Americans was slightly lower than that, but 30% of white Americans.
Thought it was all.
Either way, it's way lower than any of us thought, considering the overeducated problem we currently have in the U.S. And so.
Right. So my point here is that shocked me, and Dion, what you're saying is all these people don't like, and I'm hanging my hat on that. You know, he has offended women and Hispanics and the Jewish community. And why am I forgetting? I feel like there's one more that I'm missing here. But he's offended so many groups, large groups of people.
The Scottish in general.
Muslim, besides that.
The Muslim community. There's a good one. Yes.
I mean, the biggest community.
has offended all of these people.
Yeah.
And we're still saying, well, there's no possible way, well, assuming all those people come out and vote and say, it's not about this, it's about not letting somebody who has this much hate in him stand in that you know, seat of power. Let's not do it, right? If they don't do that, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are more racists in this country than we think there are. Maybe there are more white men who are disaffected and want to be, you know, something different.
Well, or take it out of the realm of racism. It's people moving in fear, right? That's the problem that's happening across the world right now. People are making decisions like that based on fear instead of based on educated decisions and based on standing up for civil rights, et cetera, et cetera. You know, maybe not everybody voting for Trump is necessary, and I can't believe I'm defending them briefly here, but let's say they're not necessarily all people who hate other people. They're afraid of them because they don't know what it means. And that's where Steve brought in the undereducated problem. Mm-hmm. People who don't know what that means are afraid of it. They think, you know, completely incorrectly that all Muslims or anyone involved in the Middle East must be a terrorist. I mean, there is a large part of the U.S., the large population that actually believes that. It's because nobody has bothered to teach them otherwise. We don't have any education in our public schools that have anything to do with Middle Eastern geography, even, much less politics, much less...
We don't know it.
And so we're afraid of it.
That's been like the global standard for very many years. I mean, the Middle East, Asia, and South America are like places that are, but nobody knows anything more about them. I mean,
they exist. That's
they
about
exist.
All I know.
And, yeah, exactly.
And this is coming from someone from Serbia.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we did a lot of world history. We did, and when we were taught world history in school, they meant European history. That's some American history, a lot of European history, none. Like, Asia is a thing, and there you go. Middle East is a thing. Turkey was a thing. Persia, maybe. But, okay, no, I'm lying. There was a little
bit.
So
it's every school system. We don't teach world history. We should teach world history. And then when you get to, you know, you're 16, 17 years old, now we're going to give you your country's history. That would make more. Go the other way, right? Because we do it the exact opposite. Mm. We teach local and up, and we should teach global and down.
Well, for us, it was a little bit different. We start basically at the Neanderthal level, but the thing is we go... No, I mean, I'm serious. History starts with
it
like...
Makes
sense. So you're saying you're a Neanderthal.
Zero,
so
yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It goes BC, and then it goes Egypt, and like the civilization, the beginning of a civilization, that sort of thing. But never once, like for example, the Chinese invented paper, gunpowder, all sorts of, you know, very useful things that
I'm sure Americans did that.
I am sure as well. Donald Trump invented gunpowder and paper and everything. Even though I said like less than 15 minutes ago, I will not mention his name. But
well, and just to you know top that all off, literally the state of Texas does not teach even American history. It teaches Texan history. The worlds get smaller and smaller depending on where you are. And I'm going to throw in for 2 seconds since we're talking about the whole world that Wales just lost. To Portugal officially.
Yeah.
Since
Wales isn't a real place anyway, right?
Since we're doing that in the background of this. That's right. If you don't know by then.
Yeah, they have a dragon on their flag. Just to let you know, Wales is a place.
A lot of it comes down to this.
Still a huge part of the federal, what we teach in our schools, council. So what Texas says is, well, we can't do, you know, Huckleberry Finn or this book or that book because we use this word or that word or talking about sex or penis. Oh, my God. Forget it.
Be careful. We're walking out of realms of even history now.
But I'm just saying, I'm Texas, with you. They get to decide this whole education path for the United States, and it's ridiculous.
And isn't it interesting to hear it sort of echoed in Europe? And I heard the same things. You get Eurocentric news when you're in Europe. You get Western world. And we could cap it off for both areas by calling it Western world mentality.
I mean, not even just that. I mean, Google basically, when you Google search something, if you and me Google search the same thing, we're not going to get the same results because Google will custom fit the results for you. So, for example, if you search for, I don't know, a lot of American news and X Factor and God knows what, you're going to get
It's by location, too.
Yeah. It's by the things you're interested in. So if you never looked at anything in the Middle East, the chances are you're never going to see it.
Even with access to the Internet, which is the ultimate tool, right? Which is why countries still censor it to so many people. It's true. Right. You can get
to anything, but Ross, your point is spot on, correct, and well made. That they have targeted now so closely to who you are that you're going to be given content that is appropriate, quote unquote, appropriate for you. So, you know, if you look at it in the microcosm of the U.S. politics, the people who are Trump supporters are only going to see the Hillary basher content, and the people who are the Hillary supporters are only going to see the Trump, you know, bashing content.
Debate right now because Google can selectively choose when you search for things what you see about Hillary and Trump.
Yeah,
and they're neglecting to show certain things about Hillary in Google searches.
Yep.
And they got in trouble for that, but they're more than willing to show things about Trump and his, like, they'll show you a bunch of stuff about Trump if you Google him. So it's biased, right?
Yep.
So
and we self-select.
Sure.
If we're, you know, and this is, you know, now we're talking about the problem with journalism today. All of a sudden we're in, you know, drifting into that world.
Well,
journalism is
so
no longer journalist.
That drifting into we are with politics and
we'll move on.
Google.
Should we talk about Hillary? No, we won't talk about Hillary.
It's just such a heavy first.
Hey, meanwhile,
beginning.
There's a satellite that's now orbiting Jupiter.
Pretty amazing. Juno.
Juno.
Yeah.
You know what they put in that thing? Did you see this?
I did not.
Juno is a satellite that was launched, I don't know how long ago, but it's
2011. Like, I read the beginning of the article.
Years ago to get there, right?
Yep.
And it's now orbiting, and they're going to, you know, see what they can see and learn more about Jupiter. Second, I think, satellite that's done this. But they put in it three Lego characters.
Really?
Yes. They put a little Galileo in there. I guess Juno is some character as well, some person that should be in there, and somebody else, and I can't remember.
Juno is in, like, the Greek goddess?
I think that may
Hera,
be what it is.
The queen.
See, this is why you're here.
Zeus's
wife, like,
so
the Oscar-nominated movie. That's
just checking. Yeah, definitely after Juno character from the Oscars film, yes.
Yes, Michael Cera, a little character of Michael Cera is in there. No.
Oh, so not even the female.
No.
Yeah, probably based on the goddess.
I couldn't think of her name. What was her name?
Hera. It's Juno or Hera.
No, the actress in...
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page, thank you.
Yeah, so.
Thank you very much. no, I can't remember where I read this, but yes, three little, and the whole point was let's put some Lego characters in there to help kids be engaged with science and what we're doing, right? That was the idea. But it's cool. They sent this wonderful satellite up there, and they're going to learn more about the what's going on.
That was also on the Daily Show last night. And I hate to just call from that, but basically the sky goes and says, we had this, what it was like, 5-year project, and we nailed it, and we got within, like, a, you know, millimeters of where we needed to be within, like, seconds of the hitting this, and it's amazing. And as he's talking, he, like, bangs into the microphone, and he's, like, flailing his arms, and, like, they're basically like, dude, like you're amazing at doing scientific stuff, but, like, as far as, like, spatial awareness, quit fucking banging into the mic, dude. You're aware of millimeters? Well, stop hitting the mic while you're so excited. He just, like, he keeps hitting the mic, and he's, like, displaying his stuff, and then, like, just calm down, relax.
It's a 1.7 billion mile journey.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
And they hit their targets within 1 second, which is why this guy was so excited and hit the microphone.
He was super excited. He banged into the mic a few times, and they made fun of him, but...
That's pretty good. But you want to know the upshot of the
thing? In 2003, the thing crashed into Jupiter, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Do you know what the end game is?
It's a big deal.
So it's 2016, July now. The mission ends on February 20th, 2018, when Juno is expected to crash into Jupiter. Well, they're just doing it again.
Well, these things have a lifespan. And my favorite story of it is, I think it was the Voyager. It was launched in the 90s. I think it was like early 90s or something. And it just left our galaxy, and it's the first human-made object that ever left the galaxy. And I'm kind of wondering if anybody knows what happened to that one, because that is amazing.
Voyager 1 or Voyager 2?
Let me look.
Because there are two of them.
Well, one of them left the galaxy, I think, a year ago.
The Voyager. All right, hang on. The Voyager 1 entered interstellar space 38 years and 10 months and 1 day. That sucker still communicating with the deep space network to receive routine commands and return data. That's 38 years that sucker's been going, since 1977.
And I think that originally, I don't really remember all the details, it was a while since I read the article, but they gave it a lifespan of about like 10, 15 years, something like that, and it's still going. And I mean, it's just amazing. Like, we have an object that we made, and...
So the point being, you just said, well, these things have a lifespan.
Duh!
No, they don't!
The Mars rover lasted forever.
Yeah.
Wait,
it finally
forever
petered out, but
it was like supposed to be like a month's expectation. Like, it lands on Mars, we get a couple months out of it, we're great. It was like 12 years they got out of it.
Do you think we're going to see a Mars landing or any sort of planetary landing in our lifetimes?
Well, they tested this big huge rocket, which they're super proud of. And I don't understand how any rocket gets us to Mars with the millions of miles that we need to travel and, like, certain times and, like, okay, I'm going to go to Mars and die. Sure. Like, you may get some people that say, I'll go to Mars and die.
Wait, wasn't there a mission like that? Like, where they asked for 4 people that were going to go to Mars and never come back?
No, the Russians do that.
Yeah, but those are still people, even though they're Russian. I mean,
we don't do that. The Russians may have done that, but we didn't.
No people did that.
Russian people are still people. They're not like monkeys or dogs or whatever.
They may have started with monkeys, but I don't know.
Remember that.
There may be monkeys on Mars, but I'm just saying.
Dead monkeys on Mars.
We didn't send them there.
That sounds like a
I don't remember the 4 people that, like, agreed to do that. I don't remember that story.
I remember it vaguely, but, I mean, with all news, it might just be bullshit.
Well, our correspondent may be looking this up. I remember the people that went into, what was that, in Arizona, there was, like, this bubble that people, like, were going to live in. Do you remember that? Oh, my God. I got to do better research for this stuff. because I remember these things, but I don't remember the details. What was it?
There was a show on CBS about like a whole city that was just quarantined from the rest
no,
of the world.
No, no, no.
But, you know, I don't know what you're talking about.
It was in Arizona, I think.
You're thinking of Detroit.
Okay, well, apparently going
back
to
the Biosphere 2. That's what we're talking about. Biosphere. What did you ask?
Oh, no, I was just going to add in back to the monkey thing. Apparently, October of 2015, Russia start training monkeys for Mars mission in just 2 years.
There you
go. Russian scientists have admitted they are training monkeys for an ambitious mission to Mars. It leaves in just 2 years. So it hasn't already been done.
Why would you spend billions on monkeys?
Is it actual monkeys or just really dumb people?
So far, it looks like monkeys.
Okay.
So I'm not an idiot. Biosphere 2 was only used twice, but its original intended purpose as a closed system experiment was for people to like live inside this closed environment and see how long they could survive. And it was an unmitigated disaster, apparently. Did not work, and so they shut it down. And University of Arizona...
isn't that the movie with Pauly Shore?
Assumed... yes,
yeah,
I'm
it was
sure.
Just Biosphere.
I'm sure oh, I'm
sorry,
Biodome.
Biodome,
Biosphere, whatever it is. Pauly Shore came up in a science discussion.
If you'd like to find out all about this project, just watch Biodome from 1996 with Pauly Shore. I'm sure it's the exact same thing.
And then just watch Dude, Where's My Car? Because why not?
No.
There were hot chicks in
no.
that movie.
Going back to our con discussion,
being
Dion has some
like
comments.
All advertisers are. Sorry, go ahead. Dave.
No, he was just throwing it to you.
Yeah, that was exactly. I just said, going back to our con discussion, Dion, go for it. That was my comment.
Con discussion?
Oh God, never mind. advertising?
No.
Can? No.
Oh.
Ah, not like. Wrath of Khan.
People say can, con, you know.
How is it pronounced?
Don't you hate it when you have to say shit in French? It's just not...
Yeah.
I would like...
The Cannes Festival, yeah.
I would like to apologize formally for being foreign.
So, we're going to see Wrath of Khan later, is that what we're doing? We just watched Wales lose. Sorry about that, all of our Welsh listeners. It was a tough-fought match. But that raises the specter of Messi and his messy legal proceedings.
Jail time.
He's going to spend some time in jail.
And his father, apparently.
And
the
his
two
father.
Of them together.
He's not going to spend any time in jail. No. No.
No, in fact, even the BBC was like, good luck with that.
Yeah. It's never going to happen. Absolutely never going to happen.
But
20 months or something like that? It's... not insignificant, but it's time, right?
I got a question. I mean, like, considering how many stories we had, like, with people avoiding tax and, like, Panama Papers and Jimmy Carr, like, a couple of years back and God knows what, like, is there anybody besides, like, a handful of people actually paying taxes? Like, Google, Apple, is there anybody paying taxes?
Everybody who's making less than $1 million a year is paying taxes.
There are a lot of people paying taxes.
Yeah.
So I'm not the only one.
And I believe that the people making lots and lots and lots of money are also paying taxes.
No.
The thing is, they're only paying the same amount of taxes as, like, you are.
Oh, sure. Agreed. Percentually. It's proven that they're paying zero based on the fact that they can... write off so much stuff.
Everything.
Then,
yeah.
So you make $1 billion, you pay zero in taxes because you write off some stuff here and you do this and zero taxes.
Because, I mean, I had this wonderful experience like a couple of months ago when I lost my previous job because my company went under. I applied for unemployment and I got denied. And then when I got my next job.
Because you got that gun thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I think it was because of that one. And, you know, then my tax thing came in, and then I saw it, and I kind of got a heart attack. Like, what the hell is happening here? So, I don't know.
Plenty of people pay taxes. Not necessarily the right people, and not necessarily in, you know, fair ways, but there are certainly plenty of people that pay taxes. So talking about, you know, the inequality of things, two people in the news. So Messi, the wonderful footballer from Argentina, yes, he's been sentenced to do some serious time, almost 2 years, not 2 years, but almost 2 years. And then the Pistorius sentence came in as well. Mm. And what did he do exactly? I've forgotten. What?
Shot his girlfriend?
He shot his girl. He killed his girlfriend. Mm.
But that story was very weird. So apparently he took off his legs. He was sleeping. And she went to the bathroom, and he woke up. That was his defense. I mean, I don't know the details of the story.
Woke up, he thought it was an intruder, he shot the intruder, turned out to be girlfriend.
Yeah, because he apparently was getting death threats and was very on edge and whatnot and yada, yada, yada. I mean, not really the best defense, but I mean, if there's any sort of, you know, evidence that he was not mentally stable.
Wasn't she in the bathroom?
Yeah, she went to the bathroom, and
he shot her through the bathroom door.
Yeah.
Because does somebody go when they're coming to rob your house or hurt you?
I'm sorry. The defense was ridiculous. and my issue here is he got prison time, sentenced. He got a whopping 6 years for killing someone.
This was in 2013, by the way. It's been 3 years. He got 6 year sentence, and actually all over Africa, not just South Africa, but Africa, people are protesting this because they know this is not even the minimum sentence for murder in South Africa.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Messi for tax evasion, in trouble, almost 2 years. This guy kills a woman, six.
But that's kind of been the motive of, I mean, I've seen this story a lot of times in like different things. Like God forbid, somebody goes and rapes a four-year-old. They're going to get 2 to 4 years. Tax evasion is going to get you the same amount of time, maybe even more.
Okay. Well, that just goes to billionaires aren't paying taxes. That's as ludicrous as this, right?
Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted that Pistorius got 6 years, only 6 years. For killing someone.
And I mean, it's hard to compare the two. They're obviously in two different countries.
Sure.
They're two totally different situations in a lot of ways. What's crazy about it is that...
But we just addressed that even Russians are people. So, come on, we should all support...
But these are high-profile athletes, and I think that's why it's made such big news and lasted as long as it has. And the fact that these guys get away with as much as they get away with is partially because they're in the entertainment industry of being a high-profile athlete. And so, yeah, it's insane.
I think this podcast is... went way too much in the dark direction, so I think
it was
your fault.
You started.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I'm trying to kind of amend it. So I think we should call.
Broke us. Now fix it.
Kids Cast is failing miserably.
we're too optimistic about the future. Clearly.
God, millennials. God, give me a break.
So let's call Pistorius what Cat Williams called him, which is Tintin. I don't know if you guys missed this bit, but he called him Tintin based on the noise he makes when he runs because he doesn't have any legs now. Aww. He has bionic legs, so he makes like a Tintin sound. So let's call him Tintin to try to make like some sort of humoric effort.
I thought you were going to move on from the topic. No, you're just going to rename it.
Well, to continue with our international theme and in hopes of lightening things up a little bit. I have some wonderful French idioms for everyone today.
French idioms. No, I thought we were going to lighten it up by talking about the Fiji couple.
Do you want to go with that?
Oh, yeah, we should definitely go
Bring
there.
Bring it on. Okay, so apparently they're actually from New Zealand. A couple in Fiji found a head on the beach while they were there on vacation.
Oh, yeah, that's very
this
lightweight.
This is a true story.
Let's talk about that.
Apparently, this is supposedly, they're trying not to comment because it's an ongoing investigation,
yes.
But it's related to a Russian couple whose feet were found not that long ago.
Was
as
it
well.
At least a shrunken head? Is there any sort of
No,
humor?
But that
oh,
would be
no.
awesome.
Yeah.
No, actually, I think they found rocks in it. It was very heavy. It's a really sad story. It's not funny.
Thank you so much for that.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, ha ha ha.
Come on. So apparently this couple in
ridiculous.
Russia... lived on Fiji, had some issues, disappeared.
Their farm did badly.
Disappeared.
As
was
you
it
do.
A couple of weeks ago? Or I don't remember. A couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago. Could have been like a decade ago. But 2 feet showed up. on the beach.
Did they walk and onto the beach like nobody just walked on?
The feet were identified as belonging to this couple that disappeared, right?
Okay.
Well, apparently just recently, the head showed a singular head.
Just the one, yeah.
Has shown up.
Who?
Another couple wandering down the beach sees something in the water in the shallows, you know, wades in and picks it up and goes, wow, this is heavy. Oh, this doesn't look right. Sure enough. Now, it hasn't been confirmed that it's one of their heads, but one can only imagine.
So basically what you're saying is it's funny because they're Russian, so they're not people, so we can laugh at it.
That was what Dion was thinking. That's not me. No.
I mean, let's just hope it is related to the same Russian couple, because if not, then we've got a whole another case on our hands.
I gotta imagine. You know, can you imagine being like the minister of tourism in Fiji right now going, no, really, it's fine. Come on.
It happens.
Yeah.
Come to Fiji. You'll get so excited, you're going to lose your head.
Yes, you'll lose your head.
I mean, you came here for an adventure. Congratulations. Welcome to Pirates of the... No?
No, probably no.
None of you are narratizing.
This
no.
is a true
You've
story.
You've come up with nothing.
No.
Meanwhile. Yes,
you know. We're at least trying, Dion.
All right.
Job.
So you didn't like our levity for this podcast?
It was great.
What would you like to...
No, French idioms. That's where I want to go.
You want to go to French idioms. Okay, you French idiom. Let's hear them.
Well, there's one in particular I couldn't resist. So this is related to my life, even if it's not to anyone else's. But basically, I had to collect a list of random French idioms for a class I'm taking this week. And there's one called appuyer sur le champignon, which means to drive very fast, essentially. But the direct translation is to press on the mushroom. And I thought all of the...
to drive very fast is to press on the mushroom.
Yes, apparently this just sounded too much like Mario for me. I just couldn't resist sharing that one.
That's a very clever one. Yes.
I thought it sounded like a euphemism, but okay.
Well, it could Mario. Be either way. It's the kids' cast.
That's a good point.
I took it that direction. You're welcome.
Kids' cast should not go towards a sexual innuendo. Fair enough.
Really? Because I think the to do something ridiculous translates to make sausage. That's another idiom that I found French related. But I don't know if that's on your list.
Oh, it's I see it there. It's not one I had, but I
oh,
like it.
Oh, all right. Well,
I mean, it's something ridiculous as in making a sausage and as in, you know, God only knows what goes
ridiculous.
Into a sausage, I guess. I
don't know. Sausage.
I'm trying to find that one. I mean,
French
some of these...
are known for sausages. That's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
What? Go on.
No, some of them are just—they're just silly. They're just, you know, whatever. But it's just trying to put your logic around it, right? So there's one that's very easy for me to understand, which the literal translation is to dig into your head, which means to think really hard. Okay, logical. I can see that one.
Makes sense.
But there's another one that's a couper la poire en deux, to meet someone halfway or to cut the pear in two. Mm. Sure, why not? I don't know how that's
and now we're back to,
halfway,
you know, dismembered
but...
heads.
Yeah,
pear
exactly.
is in like a pair of people or pear is
no,
in like
the fruit.
The fruit,
the fruit
to
yeah.
cut the mm-hmm. pear in
to
half.
Cut a pear in half. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't.
No.
And what are you thinking?
Zero.
Kids cast.
I see what he's thinking. It's all written all over his face.
It's just because I said French, right? Now everybody can only go the euphemistic way. That's right.
No,
I
can't believe I missed 42. Like, I went with 41 and 43, and I missed 42. Like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 42.
Yes.
Thank you, 42. the yeah. And I missed 42. I'm so bummed out.
You weren't really here for 41 either, so.
Yeah, I wasn't. No.
What? Wow.
You think there's going to be one person that gets that joke?
No.
No?
No, you know what? I bet. No, I do. I think there will be probably two or three.
Well,
of our listeners.
Them, and if they respond, give them a t-shirt. That's what I would say.
Give them?
I will pay for the t-shirt if anybody gets it. Like,
all right. Well, yeah, t-shirts don't grow on trees, people. So if you like a t-shirt, please.
So if you got that
money.
Joke,
yeah.
Please tweet us at Worldwide IT Guys, and we'll see if we can get you a t-shirt. Compliments of Ross. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Taking it out of your pay.
I'll pay for it.
So who you? I'm gonna ask you know one last question here. Who uses you use Google Maps?
I use Google Maps. I am Google's bitch.
Every device, every.
Does anybody use Waze?
Oh yeah, I totally use Waze.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, long trips. No. I use Waze. Yeah.
Long trips.
Okay. Never.
Okay, no. You know what Waze is?
I read the link you sent.
It was bought by Google, actually.
It's not Google.
I don't remember when it was bought, but it was only purchased Google is by Google a number of years ago. And I thought they were just going to like embed the Waze thing into the Google Maps,
so
swallow
just
it up, and
it. Yeah.
And call it a day.
Yeah.
But no, they're two separate services. There's continuing to be two separate services. But there was this thing referred to as the Waze left, which apparently Waze calculated things and often would give you a death-defying option of turning left at this intersection, which is totally impossible to turn left. So they're introducing a new feature that allows you to say, limit my left turns, limit my death-defying moves as I get to my place. And what's interesting to me is, I mean, you know, UPS effectively says their trucks don't go left. When they map out their routes, specifically so they don't have to take left turns, or only rarely do they have to take left turns, because it's more efficient. So it doesn't make sense, you know, as a human, we look at it and say, even Russians, I'm just going to turn left here and I'll be there faster. But if you went right, 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 and right, you might get there faster, or likely get there faster on average, every time, which UPS tracked and figured out. And so their trucks pretty much go right turns all the way. Waze has figured that out, and they're doing that now.
Here's the thing. I was driving for Uber I was in between jobs, so I was driving for Uber. So I had my fair share of the navigation telling me to go right into the lake. And
right into the lake?
Yeah, right into the lake.
That might
like,
not be good.
We're right here in Chicago. Like, if you are on any sort of navigation and you go on Lower Wacker Drive, you are screwed. You're basically, if you don't know Lower Wacker Drive, you're going to live there. That's it. It's just you're moving there.
Well, if you know what you're doing down there, you can make some good time.
I mean, you're there with the homeless people. You're going to have warmth and food, maybe, if you look the certain way. Anyway. I mean, but the thing is, you have to think for yourself. I mean, the navigation is going to make mistakes. No program is going to be perfect. And you have to think. It's going to tell you. Like, I had occasions where, so for example, Google Maps, Uber uses Google Maps. I had occasions where Google Maps would calculate, if you would enter your home address, Google Maps would calculate that the back alley was actually closer than the actual front street.
Sure.
So it would tell me to drop off a person in the back
alley.
Yeah. Not a thing you want to do. You know, like 3 o'clock in the morning, you're driving in the back alley behind their house. Like, I'm going to rape you now. So it's not a fun thing to do. So, you know, use your head. Don't always listen to the navigation. The navigation can make mistakes.
But as somebody who drove, you know, professionally, effectively,
Did you ever
get to that point where, you know, where UPS got to, which was, look, we're going to map out our routes and using your head going, yes, it's there, but I know I'm in the Chicago, you know, streets, and it will be faster for me to go up a block, turn right, go a block, turn right, go a block, turn right, and I'll get there faster than this guy who's in this line of five cars waiting to turn left. I'm going to wait two lights.
This is a tip I would like to give out to people. Like, if you are sure, if you live there, and if you did this like 5 or 10 times, yes. If you don't know what you're doing, if you're making a blind guess, listen to Google. Like, that would be my tip to you. Like, don't just.
But
they'll never steer you
wrong. Wasn't
the
whole point of Waze that it was user run, essentially? So why don't they just include an element where users can say, there's no left turn here, or this left turn is terrible, don't do that, go this way instead?
Well, yes, and I don't know, but I would assume that they're taking that data into account. But at the end of the day, what Waze is really they're doing is taking the social aspect of what people see and say, and people are engaged with it, right? They're doing their thing and they go, oh my gosh, you know, there's a truck on the side of the road here. It's got everybody slowing down. There's a hazard there. There's a cop at this intersection. Everybody's slowing down here. I'm in traffic, and nobody's reported it yet. They report it. So there, it's all of that, and it's, I don't think, I think they're taking just the general direction thing from, like, Google Maps, and it's all the other stuff that people are providing, the things on top of what Google Maps is doing.
Well, because to me, when I read, you know, we're adding in an element, fewer left turns or no left turns, I'm just like, oh, they're dumbing it down for people. That's what I, that was my first instinct, wasn't, there are so many places, because I've never been
really
sent to a
this.
No left turn location personally on Waze, and I use Waze regularly. So I was thrown by that. But yeah, I've heard this about UPS. Doesn't FedEx do something similar too?
They probably do, but, you know, UPS sort of, to me, was famous for it, where they're all about efficiency, right? And they said, this is the right way to do things. We're going to send our routes down the path to limit those left-hand turns. They're dangerous, which means we're going to have to repair trucks, and they're slower. And so why wouldn't, you know, these navigational apps do the same thing? I think it's smart.
Well, it would depend on the driver. I mean, definitely, like, if you're...
In the vehicle.
Don't go that way. God damn it, Dion.
If you're, you know, if you're not really familiar Impossible. With your city, or if you're not a very, you know, capable driver, if you're not familiar with your vehicle, a left turn might take you more than, like, three right turns.
Well, and, I mean, you know, you're talking a UPS truck. It's a delivery truck. It's a bulky vehicle. It's not going to pick up fast if it needs to get through a left turn, whereas someone's smaller car, not a big deal. So
sure. But on average, you know, that would be an interesting study as Waze does this, right?
Mm.
Finding out, does that become the more efficient way to go all the time?
Well, then you just have to throw in roundabouts like they do in the
UK. Oh, I wish. I love roundabouts. I don't know why we don't do that as much as we should in this country.
There's a famous roundabout in the capital of Serbia, which is Belgrade. It's called Slavia. And it basically has maybe five lanes. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
The lanes change? No, are they not marked?
No, the thing is, like, basically it's Russian roulette, because it has, I think, seven or eight streets going into it. It has buses, it has trams, it has taxi drivers, it has people, it has pedestrians, and it's basically like, who will live today? It's complete chaos. And that thing has been, like, my worst nightmare of every roundabout ever. And whenever anybody says roundabout, that's, like, my
first... That's what you think.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But you see, and I think of the rural, like, where I live, 90% of the intersections should just be roundabouts. Because what ends up happening is you end up getting to this stoplight that you're sitting at going, nobody's coming. Why are we waiting here?
Wait, you stop at stoplights?
Yeah, well, there's another cultural difference for you there, but
I tend
you
to follow
that one
the
there,
rules.
In Paris, it's the Arc de Triomphe, right? Everything right around the Arc of
yeah,
Triumph,
uh-huh.
Whatever. Is that it's the same thing. It's so many lanes. Nobody follows the rules. The rule is supposed to be the biggest vehicle gets priority. So weirdly, in that case, whereas, you know, some people would say that here the bicyclist, blah blah blah. No, there it's like the bus gets first priority, and yet. And it's considered one of the highest accident areas and whatever. But yeah, in a rural area, if anything, you know, my impression is it'll stop drunk drivers from flying through red lights, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's a
yeah,
big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but how long does it take to idiot-proof the rest of everyone around it who aren't used to roundabouts to teach them how to do it? And it's just a whole different thing. Anyway,
yeah, but
we've lost
like
track
I go to South Bend, and there's like on campus there's a ton of roundabouts, and it feels right, and everybody does it. And we're talking about Indiana. These people don't know what they're doing.
I didn't realize you had a bunch in Indiana. I had no concept.
They're complete morons, and they still know how to do it. Where do you have a roundabout?
Right in our town hall, the Commons.
So you're walking at that point.
You go into it and you're like, oh crap, I can only go right. And you can go right, and that's it.
Are you talking about in a car?
Yeah.
I don't know where you're talking about. This is like in a it's like in a parking lot. Is what
all right, about. All right, Jens. We don't need to have a whole like New Lenox moment.
It's
on
a roundabout in New Lenox. Where
I don't know what he's talking about.
New Lenox Commons is.
I'm a
police station. The library, our city hall is all basically.
I didn't know they had a. They have a. You guys have a city hall.
We have
a police station. Wow.
Bigger than yours. Sorry, they're bigger than yours. That's all I'm gonna say.
New Lenox is bigger. You got the Walmart.
We got the Walmart and all the crime that goes with it. Yes. It's amazing.
I think we're probably close to wrap up. So
sure.
We've got a vendor scum.
God, you missed like six things.
Do you want to talk about something?
No, I don't know.
Talk about something.
I think we've just dragged so much on certain topics.
We were so heavy on politics and like downtrodden like gun violence.
I think that went back to God millennials. So you're set on that. Don't worry.
Pretty much. I did make that.
Do the kids want to talk about anything else?
Kids. I'd rather not lead the discussion. I'll live tweet as you please, but I'd rather just throw in comments.
Yeah, live tweet.
There.
Don't talk to us directly. Just live tweet us what you. Like
John's
to do.
Submission for Vendor Scum was like
from
not.
Fang?
Yes, Fang. Mm. You like chimed in on it, which I thought was hilarious. So you share.
But, I mean, I didn't even know that's where it was going. It was just a vendor saying something that Hutton decided to...
Here's how I got...
It came about was very funny. You picked up on that it was vendor scum right away. I replied without knowing that the vendor was actually on the email, and
you replied,
ensued.
Like, to all?
Yeah.
Was that your reply that
yes.
I read? Oh, that's hilarious. Because you redressed him. So here's the deal.
That's why I thought
plot
this
thickens.
Vendor,
here's
everyone.
The deal.
He's cooler than we think based on the fact that we completely blew him off and thought he was ridiculous.
This guy, his name is Fang.
Yep.
And he sent an email directly, from what I saw, directly to John. And, you know, he says, hey, I'm sorry we haven't connected regarding improving blah, blah, blah. And then he gives me, you know, there are a few reasons why you may not have replied. Number one, you're not the right person. Fair enough. Number two, you're the right person, but you're fighting too many application fires. So you're too busy.
This is why you're too busy.
And
to
here's
reply.
Here's how I can help.
Sure.
And number three,
yeah.
And in bold, and this is like Fang's bolding, you are not interested and I should close the file. It's like, you know what? Good on you for doing that. Now, all I got was John's reply to Fang, and he blind copied me, okay? So
oh boy.
I get the BCC of his reply, and all his reply was, 3 is true. So he just replied, you know what? I'm not interested. Close it. Get me out of here. I don't want to hear from you ever again. And
John's
I thought,
basically replied to all, BCC'd you and said 3 is true back to the vendor scum.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's true.
And I read
it. I'm not interested in the file. Close it.
I read it and I sent a note just back to John going, wow, that was bold. How many beers deep are you? He's on vacation, right? I have no idea how many beers he's had. He was like, no, only 2. I want to give you guys something to talk about. So he was thinking of us in that moment.
Meanwhile, I reply to all, including the vendor, which is his name is Fang, and I just put LOL. So vendor, scum, replies with, thanks, John. I'll close out the file. Hey, Dion, are you the right person to have this conversation with? And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God, that was your LOL. That's
that
hilarious.
Was my LOL back to the vendor and John just laughing out loud at his response back to the vendor. Basically, the vendor giving him an LOL opportunity, John taking it, me going, yep, that was LOL. And then finally, I basically said to Fang, I'm the absolute wrong person for this, but good luck in your future
we
endeavors.
We should send Fang something.
And vendor responds with,
I'll talk to Fang.
Okay.
Sorry?
I'll talk to Fang.
So Fang, with a sense of humor, replies with an LOL okay. It's pretty good.
Fang gets points.
He gets points.
He lived through this ridiculous thread.
He
gets
knew
points.
he was cold calling with spamming us, and he had a sense of humor.
Between that and, you know, Sean, like, literally moments before podcast saying, "Hey guys, I'm sorry I won't be able to make it."
Really? Really?
Too freaking funny. Yeah.
Hey guys, I don't think Sean is going to be able to make
it. No, I think he's missed this one.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Not sure.
Well, I think we should wrap. Are you guys good? Thanks very much. You have more? You want
to? No, I feel like we were so heavy. We didn't give enough levity in this one. And
I apologize.
Yeah. The kids are the millennials are so heavy this week. So heavy.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Let's talk more about guns real quick.
We've been the Worldwide IT Guys. We're all in on semi-automatics.
Let's start that.
Check us on.
Tweet us.
Hey, we may have a lot of gun, you know, people. We're going to get the whole.
Tweet us.
You know, I really should have tagged more of that as we went along. Let's gun followers join doing our.
Join us next week when I join the NRA.
I thought you were already a member based on the whole ice. No. Okay.
LaPierre is my buddy.
Check us on Worldwide IT Guys on Twitter and www.itguys.com. We are the Worldwide IT Guys. Thanks for listening. Oh, and Instagram. Worldwide IT Guys. Check us. Bye, guys. Thanks, everybody.
We did it.
We did.
Did we?
We didn't do it.
Did we?
Hey, I talked.